Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
How many hours until the home opener? These are questions being asked right now. Marty Baron may have the answer.
If my calculations are correct, we are 7 hours away. But we never know. We never know, Duffer. Because maybe the game is starting 7 hours later, 6 hours later.
So we're roughly just under 4 hours away from the blue and gold carpet extravaganza beginning, which is at 3:45 this afternoon.
Yes, 3:45.
And you'll be happy to know that algorithms are working well. Right before we went on air, I was notified that new bilingual dictionaries are here. Thank you, Merriam-Webster, for the update. So,
clearly, is it French and English? Because that's the only one you
need. Did you not get me one for our Christmas gift exchange years ago?
I might have.
I believe so. Unfortunately, it sits on my bookshelf like every other book I've received, except for Hollywood Park, written by Michel Jolie, the lead singer of Airborne Toxic Avenge. It's the only book I've read since high school.
You have a phone. You could technically just have me speak into your phone in French and it would translate it in English for you. Like, that's what my kids do. So you don't need a dictionary.
Translate that. It's game day.
It's game day.
It's
what does that
Sabres
mean?
It's the Sabres and the Kings. It's the home opener presented by the BFLO store. It's exciting. It's sunny out.
It's beautiful
Thank
outside.
It's sunny out.
You watch the morning skate, the optional morning skate that the Sabres had, and the guys are jumping. And look, I get it, right? They lost two in Prague. Let's put it aside. Like, it's a different circumstances. I went to Sweden with the Rangers, mm-hmm. and I still thought we had won both games. Until recently, I looked up. We lost both games, one in a shootout, one in overtime, Duffer. Like, seriously. But it's just, you forget about those things because it's a different okay. scenario, different circumstances. You put it aside.
Hands up, Sabre fans, hockey fans, but specifically Sabre fans. How many of you enjoyed watching other teams go through misery last night?
There was a lot of misery
last
night.
That's the thing. You're very quickly reminded of, guess what? Somebody's going to win. somebody's going to lose in their season opener, home opener, whatever. And there were some absolute disasters turned in. Some of them
There's a disaster in every game last night, in all five. I can name you a disaster in all five games last night.
Okay, so we'll maybe get into that a little deeper when Darren Dreger joins us, because we'll go around the NHL. But within the here and the now, and the blue and the gold, and facing the LA Kings here in the home opener tonight, no Paterka.
Yes.
He is ruled out. Obviously, Obey Cabell's out 3 to 6 weeks, lower body injury. Mm-hmm. Matias Samuelson is coming up on the show, and Zach Benson is expected, I think it's fair to say, play at this point in time. Game time decision,
yes.
But the coach feels it's likely. So, what does all this mean to you in the context of trying to get in the win column, trying to establish something here at home?
Well, obviously, the Paterka loss of this game is big, because I feel like JJ was trending in, let's skate, let's get going, and let's play Thursday night. It's not happening. It's early in the season. You want to be extra careful, and maybe it's Saturday night. Maybe it's next week. Maybe you just give him that extra couple of days or week to feel better. Benson, Lindy Ruff said, I anticipate, and I think his words were, I anticipate him being good, but we will dress an extra player in warm-up. But they don't have any extra forwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have 12 forwards right now, 13 with Paterka. They have two extra defensemen. So my two scenarios going into tonight are simple. Benson plays, and Kulik plays with Thompson and Tuck on the top line in the place of Paterka. That doesn't change your Krebs, Malenstein, and Lafferty line. Like, that just is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Or Benson doesn't play, and it's either one of Bryson or Gilbert that is dressed as a seven defenseman, and you're going to go 11-7. And why the 11-7 is because the Sabres, to have a forward being available for the game tonight, would have to make a roster transaction, either putting Paterka on injured reserve, or either one of Bryson or Gilbert having to be put on waivers. That's not going to happen. So you have your bodies there. But if you don't think Paterka is going to be ready for Saturday, because he's not ready tonight, you could put him on IR, retrospect last Saturday, which would mean, he'll play next week and you could call up another forward.
It's one of nine in the NHL tonight. It's right here at KeyBank Center, and it begins before the doors open into the arena in the form of Party in the Plaza. We can't wait to see you down here. It's two in a row at home this week. Kings tonight, Panthers on Saturday, Sabres.com/tickets, and of course tonight's home opener presented by the BFLO store. Great to see Matias Samuelson with us here. Welcome back for another season and the home opener. How is it different this time around?
I think it's just a little different feeling, obviously with Lindy back and some new faces. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and looking forward to getting it going here at home rather than around the world.
back in your home setting. So you're getting ready for pregame meal. Obviously, being in Prague, it was different. What's the setup for you now? Is it change? Are you having it here? Are you having it at home? What's the setup?
At my place, a couple guys come over. Ras hooked it up. I can't really take any credit for it.
It up at your place. It's at yours.
Yeah, I'm just the host.
He's captain.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I'm just the host. But a couple guys come over. We head over there. It's nice. Eat pregame. Locker room talk continues at the table, so it's pretty fun.
He stole my line. I'm just the host.
I'm just the host. Yeah. Okay, we'll get you a t-shirt. We'll get you a t-shirt, Sammy. I'm just a host.
You're ready for this, Marty, so I want you to dive in here.
Well, a couple of things. You mentioned Lindy Ruff. So when Lindy was hired, and I don't want to go back in the past all the time, but you obviously, because your family connection and your dad, probably heard some stories from on the ice and the rivalry that maybe were there. Did you get some good stories, and were you able to bring him up to Lindy when you first got here?
Yeah, they've definitely crossed paths a lot for a long time, and I don't know if they really know each other personally very well, but just being in the business for so long, they probably hear stuff about each other. I'm sure
they were both tough too.
I'm sure he's heard some stuff about my dad, but he hasn't shared any of those. But Yeah, my dad told me to tell him I said hi when I got to training camp. And, you know, I think the hockey world is so small. It's been, yeah. You know, when two older guys have been in it for that long, it's like a mutual respect type thing.
Okay. You talk about mutual respect. So you have a new defense partner this year in Connor Clifton. Before we talk more about the hockey, I felt like maybe I want to know how well you know Connor Clifton. So I'm going to quiz you on Cliffy and see if you know some hockey stuff and maybe some personal stuff. Where is he from?
He's from Jersey.
Okay, he's from Jersey. That was an easy one. I started with the easy one.
Yeah.
The
don't,
Jersey
don't
guy.
Tell him I didn't know.
Okay, where did he play college?
Quinnipiac.
Okay, 2 for 2. That's a good start. Okay.
College guy here. You would expect nothing less.
I'm just saying, I played with some guys I had no idea.
I remember watching Cliffy in the Frozen Four against Nodak. So,
he
was a maniac out there in college.
Well, maybe, you know, he could still be a maniac here. Is he a Bauer or a CCM guy?
Bauer. Just switched to Bauer.
Just switched to Bauer. See, he knows the details, too. Black or white tape on the stick?
Black. He's not skilled enough for white.
See, I just thought, like, it's a good target for you. You look for the black tape, you know where to go.
I use black, too. So.
Okay. But it's not about the skill set for you. It's more about the look, right? It's,
deceptive. Can't see the puck.
Exactly. You want to hide the puck in the blade. He just had a baby. Was it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Girl. Do you know the name?
Oh, there's so many new babies. I keep getting
there
names
are.
Mixed up.
Yeah, yes. That's a tough one, Marty. There are
so
many babies.
That's for
babies.
Extra points. That's like you're going to get 105 or just 100 on the test. Callie.
These are the
Callie.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was some alliteration going on.
I was
going
to say Brindley, but that's Bryce's.
Okay,
baby.
I'll ask you one last question. What is Connor Clifton's childhood NFL team?
He's a Giants guy.
Yeah, he is a Giants guy, and you should know because, I mean, I know you're a Bills fan, but you grew up an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah,
so Eagles-Giants, there's a rivalry there.
I got an NFC team and an AFC team, so I'm Eagles and Bills.
Well,
what about your MLB team now?
I after yesterday, I'm not watching any more baseball, but...
I beat you to it this year.
Yeah.
My team was
Astros
out quick.
My Orioles are... The Jays.
Yes, we went out
goals.
Simultaneously, yes, as a matter, right. and with a whimper.
I'm very impressed. I'm impressed that you got all of them correct. You know that you and Cliffy are made to play together. Then that's good.
Yeah, I mean we sit near each other in the locker room. We have a similar sense of humor, so we're always you know, going back and forth. So you get pretty close.
Do you think he would know as much about you as you know about him?
I'd say so. I usually don't shut up, so he probably learned a couple of things about me.
That is awesome. The LA Kings tonight. Not a team that, you know, you guys play often, a couple times a year, one there, one here. What about that Kings team? And if you can take anything from the last year's two meetings, they were both wins. What are the similarities or maybe challenges in playing the LA Kings tonight?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of talent up front. Obviously some big names there and, you know, I think just containing them, limiting their chances, and then, you know, I think in the past, whenever we play fast and, you know, with some speed, we're pretty dangerous against them. They like to sit back and trap and...
That five players in the neutral zone, three across, they've been so notorious for that.
Yeah, so if you could find ways to break that, you know, with our speed and skill... we usually can create pretty good chances from it.
Only real one from me is obviously there's been a lot of attention paid to the power play this week in practice. I'm curious from your standpoint just what you felt the group has been focused on going into tonight.
I think we've switched around the personnel a couple times since the start of the year. So I think you know, them just gelling and there's a lot of conversation going on in between whistles. And you know, they're all such good players. They'll figure it out, but I think they've been focusing a lot on just trying to get pucks to the net. As a penalty killer, I think that's a good place to start if you're in a little bit of a rut. It creates chaos, and you know, for the PK guy, if there's just shots coming all the time, you're definitely on your heels a bit and gotta really react. But Yeah, they'll be fine. There's a lot of talent there.
You just said that change the personnel a little bit. Have you snuck into the power play meeting just in the back and say, I'm here? Like, Zdeno Chara played in that front for a little bit. Like, they put him up front. I've seen, you know, Ristolainen played in that front for a little bit here in Buffalo. I could see 23 in front.
Yeah, I always
screening
tell
the goalie.
I tell Abs, if you want me to play in the crease, I will. I'll just stand there and you guys can fire pucks. Either hit me or they're going in. So
I think if you sneak into the power play meeting, at some point, they'll figure you're a power play guy.
Yeah, usually if I'm on the ice and there's a delay penalty and we're in the ozone, I usually just go in front of the net.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
things to look for tonight.
Yeah.
I look forward
delay
to it.
Delay penalty, 23 to defend
the net. Exactly. To the cage,
great to see you. Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Again, it's part of a nine-game slate in the NHL tonight. Sabres and Kings, the home opener. And, of course, we are looking forward to seeing you in the barn, not just tonight, but throughout the course of the season. In honor of Rasmus Dahlin being named team captain, you can lock in season ticket membership right now for the season with pricing starting at just $26 per seat per game. Visit sabres.com/captain to join today. Okay.
You know how you can also maybe buy season tickets, and if you join in the 50-50 and you win, because
50 grand,
50 grand is a guaranteed jackpot.
Starting point tonight.
I'm telling you, you got to go online. You don't have to be in the building. Got a nice text. You and I got a nice text for.
This is literally, you don't have to be in it to win it.
Yeah, absolutely, you have to be
meaning
in New York State.
Yes.
You have to be in New York State. But Larry Playfair made sure I got us a nice text message yesterday saying, guys, $50,000 guaranteed jackpot. I anticipate that one to go probably closer to $100,000 because when it's $50,000 guaranteed, people flood it and then the number goes up, 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 and more people buy it. But you don't have to be in the building. You can scan the QR code on MSG right now or go on Sabres.com and get all the information. It is all for the Sabres Foundation, and they do fantastic things locally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go ahead. And then if you win, then you can buy more seats.
Multiple season
ticket
memberships, yes.
Because then you can buy more 50-50.
Yes, so we'll see more of you at the games. This is great. It's full circle.
Yes.
Now, I have trivia for you after you gave trivia to Mattias Samuelsson.
Well, let's go. I hope to get 100
the
like
you did. The question I have not formulated exactly. That's the problem. What have the Buffalo Sabres done against the LA Kings that they have never done against any other team in this building?
In this building? They scored 7 goals in a period? In the third period?
That was 6 in
a
third period, but that's...
Because that game was 0-0 going into the third, and then our poor boys...
These facts are true.
Yes, they went
6-0. They will lead us to the inevitable answer, but you haven't hit it yet.
I haven't hit it yet. So scoring 6 in the third period is not the answer.
I mean, it's probably a answer to another trivia question, yeah, just not the one I posed to you.
It's not that one. I'm on Jeopardy right now, and mm-hmm. Down $500. I don't know what the correct answer
is. The Buffalo Sabres have scored 13 consecutive goals in this building against the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Going back to that 6th goal, third period, to break a scoreless tie back in December of 2022. And then last year, routing them 7-0 on home ice.
Yes.
13 uninterrupted goals against one opponent. It's never happened in the history of the Sabres this high of a number. And incredibly, it got me looking at, because I have some vivid memories of other blowout wins they've had over LA. Think about this. They've had 39 home wins in franchise history against LA. 16 of those 39 wins, they've scored 6 or more.
Yeah.
Like, they have run up massive numbers against this team.
One of them was like New Year's Eve or...
Guess what? They aren't 16-0. They lost one of them 9-6.
Oh, well, yeah. And that has to be back when Wayne Gretzky was with the LA Kings, probably.
I'm blanking on that one, but yeah.
But I remember beating the Kings here, Roman Čechmánek in goal,
mm-hmm.
and we absolutely like walloped them like 7-1 or something like that. Maybe New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, somewhere around there. And interesting enough, you mentioned 13 goals in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
13
four
goals in the last four periods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was 6 and then 7. And And I think that's look. I know we're going to talk a lot about the game pre-game tonight, 6:30 on MSG. Let's have fun. Let's have great energy. The building buzzing. But for me, it's okay. You scored two goals in two games against the New Jersey Devils and did not create a lot of offense. This is exactly what you want. Like, get that feeling of, hey, we can score a ton of goals against the LA Kings like we did the last two games, and go, offense.
Unfortunately, one of the more recent success stories against the Kings, J.J. Paterka, is not in the lineup tonight. But over this stretch of 13 straight goals at home against L.A., Thompson's had a couple, Greenway's had a couple, Tuck has had a couple, and the hope is that they can find it in not just one, but many of their forward lines tonight against the LA Kings. So, fascinating matchup. You mentioned the season series sweep of the Kings last year. It's Jim Hiller's Kings now.
Yes.
They don't have Drew Doughty. They have really good balance up front. I know you kind of looked at me sideways last year. Not in a questioning way, but almost more like, why are you talking about this guy so much? And Alex LaFerriere came on the scene, and I was like, this guy looks like a really good role player. I think he'll be a nice fit, and he may well line up with Kopitar and Kempe tonight on the top line. So it's interesting to see how it's gone. You've got Fiala, and you've got Byfield, and obviously newcomers in Fogel and Janot, which are there for different reasons, but also to be depth offensively. And it's in the, especially in the case of Janot, it hasn't been as prevalent in his game now for a little bit. But I still think there's a big opportunity, especially if this is in fact the line and he's playing with Phil Deneau and last year's leading goal scorer on the team, Trevor Moore. This could be a really nice fit for this Kings team.
Tanner Janot's got a lot of hard miles on the body the last few years here. And he was in Nashville, was fighting a lot. It was like it was great. But I feel like this has caught up to him a little bit. He's got to manage that a little bit more. Last year, year and a half, hasn't been as good.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing for me, when you look at, you know, the LA Kings and the way that they play is they clog up the middle of the ice. Matthias Samuelsson talked about it.
Like,
from where we sit,
but that
I
was
can see
them.
It all
and,
the
and,
time.
And again, like we're talking about fresh starts, right? And this is not an in-season acquisition of a Todd McClellan team like Jim Hiller took.
No. This
like
is this a start.
This is start of the year, and so I'm super curious here to see just how different they appear.
Well, two things. One, I'm super curious to see how they appear. But if they go to that 1-3-1 neutral zone structure that the Kings have now used for quite some time.
19th season for Kopitar, by the way.
How is Lindy Ruff Sabres going to respond to that?
Right.
Because the last few years, any time a team clogged up the middle and took away rush chances, they did not fare well.
But you're saying this and forgetting my point here. They've been explosive against the Kings, who were that team. So the shoe doesn't, like, one size does not fit all here. Like,
there's different reasons for that.
Defensive
too.
Structures are created differently based on personnel, executed differently based on personnel. And, yeah, that.
It wasn't just the Kings that had the 1-3-1. There's other teams that have played that, and the Sabres are overall have not fared well offensively against that type of structure. Now, you looked at that games 2 years ago. It was 0-0 going into the third. We're thinking,
floodgates.
Like, this is like not
the
like
floodgates
the type of
opened.
Yeah, this is not the type of hockey people want to see. And then boom, it opened up, right? And number two is okay. We know J.J. Paterka is not in the lineup. I would anticipate Yuri Kulik to be in that spot with Thompson and Tuck. Mm. It was an optional skate this morning. We don't know what the lines are looking like. But being that Kulik now has played a game, maybe is feeling like, okay, I can put a few games together and feel more comfortable and more relaxed in that environment, I think will tell me a lot. Look, last game, the second game in Prague, Kulik played with Cousins and Quinn because it was more in the place of Benson, who did not start the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paterka got hurt. They moved Greenway up to the Thompson-Tuck line. The lines got all messed up. Now I think Lindy Ruff is looking at, okay, let's give Yuri Kulik an opportunity. I anticipate him being on the top line. We'll see. But that's what one of my key points for creating offense is let's see what Yuri Kulik's got.
And this is a completely different look for the Kings down the middle now because of the offseason dealing of Pierre-Luc Dubois to Washington. Yes. It allows for Quentin Byfield to move back to his natural position. So, look, if things work out for L.A. here, Kopitar, Byfield, Deneau, and the still gaining traction in the early stages of his career in Alex Turcotte. Mm-hmm. And Turcotte was a super high pick, right? Like from that incredible class of national team development program players, yes. right? And so if they find it here with that really nice balance of defensive awareness, physicality, and skill through all four lines, this team should be headed to the playoffs for a fourth consecutive year. And maybe, with good fortune, and based on last night's result, they won't draw the Edmonton Oilers in the first round.
They've had to deal with the Oilers in the playoffs the last couple of years.
They lost all three.
Look, I don't have the LA Kings making the playoffs.
You don't?
In the Pacific Division. No, I do have only three teams from the Pacific getting in, and that is Edmonton, Vegas, and the Vancouver Canucks. So, but the way the Vancouver Canucks lost their lead yesterday after being up 4-1 in the first period, and the way the Oilers got spanked 6-0, look, it's only a day, and we got to think the same thing for the Sabres. It was only two games in Europe. Let's see what this game is all about. Lindelof, though, did kind of say to the media assembled today, let's go get a win. Let's go get a win,
wow.
right? I mean, he gets it, and I think the message is to the players, let's not wait, and I'm not saying people want to win every game, but the emphasis on we got to win a game here. Mm-hmm. We got to set the standard, win a game, and move on. Now, you could be
the only reason he said it, by the way, for people who didn't get to see.
Because they were trying to get
it. It was John Worrell throwing out an obscure, somewhat ridiculous number of 4,000 days since he'd won a game here behind the bench with the Sabres.
So I think a lot of the questions were more like, hey, how is it going to be being the bench again? And he's like, let's go win a game.
Exactly.
Let's draw it back to hockey here.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it was. But, winning is important. But I watched Montreal-Toronto last night, and the Toronto Maple Leafs had a fantastic game. They just couldn't beat Sam Montembeau. Mm. They did everything.
Yep.
Stolarz was really good in net. They defended well against Montreal. They produced high danger chances galore. They just couldn't beat the goaltender. So at the end of the day, you're like, if you're Craig Berube in the Leafs, you say, that was our game. We played 100%. Our game.
Yep.
We just didn't win. So win is the ultimate goal, but what the Sabres were not able to do against the New Jersey Devils is create offense, play with speed, all the things that we want them to be able to display on the ice.
Yeah, and obviously from the backline standpoint for LA, in the absence of Drew Doughty due to injury, and just based on where these two youngsters are in their careers, keep an eye on Brant Clark and Jordan Spence as this team moves forward. They were already expected to be bigger pieces for LA this year, and now there's even that much more of an emphasis. Obviously, Mikey Anderson.
I like that guy.
Still there. Gavrikov still there. And, they have their little season opening adversity, to say the least, in the absence of the absolute all-round leader for this team and has been for basically 15 years. So
Doughty eats so many minutes and plays with an edge and he's
everything about him, right? Like, I mean, it's this, it's physicality, it's skill, it's just like
I was never a player, but I definitely know if I was one of the 18 skaters dressed for the Buffalo Sabres tonight and I have the lineup in the locker room and I don't see number 8 Drew Doughty.
Yeah.
I feel a little better, and not that I'm scared of Doughty, and nor that, like, you got to play the game.
Yes.
But it's one of those guys you don't have to deal with in the game.
100%. And can't wait to see her tonight again. Blue and gold carpet arrival for the players happens at 3:45 in the plaza, and we're looking forward to seeing you outside and then inside the building tonight. Of course, our coverage on MSG begins at 6:30. Special ceremonies and special guests as well. Stay tuned as we continue with Hockey Insider Darren Dreger next on Sabres Live.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
That's how we speak of Darren Dreger every week. Nothing else comes close. He is our hockey insider from TSN, and the season is nicely underway. Hi, Dregs. How are you? Oh, he's muted. He's muted, Marty.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know.
I think he's. We've lost the audio with Dregs, so we'll have to try to work. Or maybe he's doing it on purpose, like he got me before, where he's moving his lips and nothing's coming out. So let's see if we can get the audio figured out on our end with Darren Dreger. But anyway, Dregs has been busy, Duffer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been busy digging in all on the contracts and doing his own podcast. And Dregs, we think we got you now. Can you say a few words?
I can't see you guys, so I can hear you.
Oh, there he is.
You're perfect.
Have you got
okay,
me?
Sounds good. Yes, we
okay,
do. So
perfect.
You're all set. We see you. We hear you. We're all good.
Oh,
all right. Well, then,
remind me
just some of the technical snafus that we deal with in pro hockey coverage, right?
That's all right. Hey, listen, before we get going, Steven Stamkos is making an appearance on the Ray and Dregs podcast. What else can he talk about other than the fact that he's with Nashville and is he still... Like, want to talk about Tampa?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, anytime you interview Steven Stamkos, aside from being a beat reporter in Nashville, that's among the first things that you want to talk about going into the new year. What was it like? You know, when did he know that, you know, it was over in Tampa Bay? And he legitimately says, look, I held up hope that there was going to be something done, that I'd be staying in Tampa Bay until July 1st. And then I wasn't. But so, you know, he acknowledged the disappointment of not getting the extension. What I didn't bury anybody in the process. He's a smart guy. He understands the business side of things. But the thing that he shifted over to was a level of appreciation. And, yeah, I get this. When you've been with an organization for as long as Stamkos was in Tampa Bay, it's just the same old. It's the normal. So you don't know what other teams think of you. You know what your team thinks of you. Yeah. You know what your coach, your manager, for the most part, thinks of you. But he said when it became clear and they felt like they had to cover their bases and they had to have conversations with teams like Nashville and maybe there are a couple of others, to hear the general managers and the coaches speak as glowingly of him and his game as they did late in that process, he goes, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, but he was a bit surprised. So he's looking forward to the year. And the Nashville team looks pretty good. So I don't think that's going to be that difficult of a transition for Stamkos.
Well, Nashville got their deal done with Saros before. Now they just need him 100% healthy. And yes, I agree, Nashville does look good on paper. What's your takeaway from the early games so far this week? Sorry to see that, you know, Paul Cotter's early Art Ross chase has been delayed now by his former teammates. And delayed. I mean, he's right there. He's only 1 point behind. I'm not going to rule him out of the race, but nice to, you know, he's behind Eichel and Barbashev now after their 4 point nights. But last night was wild. Like, what's your kind of big talking point right now, Dregs?
Yeah, I mean, just that, just how wild it was. I mean, the game that had some normalcy to it was Toronto and Montreal, right? And Montreal, I suppose, surprises the Maple Leafs with a 1-0 shutout win. Sam Montembeau was really, really good there. Toronto, better 5-on-5. They just couldn't capitalize. But, you know, you walk away if you're Toronto disappointed going into New Jersey tonight with a 1-0 loss. But then you look across the board. I mean, look, the New York Rangers are a really good team, but did we actually expect that they would absolutely pummel the Pittsburgh Penguins in the fashion that they did last night? That Penguins defense is in dire need of some attention in a hurry. Now, it's one game, all right, pump the brakes, I can understand that. But as we could see, it was like the Rangers stars absolutely had their way with the Penguins by and large. I mean, Tristan Jarry made 35 saves in a 6-0 loss. So, you know, that was one of the many. I turned away, if we shift gears over to the West, Calgary-Vancouver. Vancouver's leading that hockey game 4-1 after one period of play. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll start to watch the second period is 4-1. Turned away because then I got lured by Edmonton and Winnipeg, and that was turning into a whitewash. And then I turned back, and the Calgary Flames have clawed their way back, and then inevitably they find a way to win this thing in overtime. So it's a small sample size. It was tremendously entertaining from start to finish, aside from, of course, you know, the terrible incident that we saw with JT Miller taking down Kevin Rooney and Rooney almost having to be stretchered off the ice. But it was full value for the dollar, at least from where I was sitting on my couch. So more of that. We know we're not going to get a whole lot more of it as the regular season continues, but I'd take more of what we saw between the Canucks and the Calgary Flames last night.
I was asked on TSN by your good friend Gino Retta the other day, what goalie situation around the National Hockey League are you more worried about? And I said the Colorado Avalanche and Georgiev. And so I'm asking you a this or that or the other thing. Is Colorado, Vancouver without Demko, or the Edmonton Oilers because of how bad everybody looked in the crease in preseason and now in game one? Which one of those three situations are you more worried going into, I know it's one day, but still the start of the season?
Yeah, probably Vancouver, but worried on a short term. I mean, the sense is that Thatcher Demko will be available in the next 3 weeks or so. 3 to 4 weeks, you know, going into our regular season preview on Monday. So we're still kind of in that dynamic. And not to put this on Artur Sheedloff's, you know, Vancouver collectively needed to be better. They looked pretty solid initially, but he was part of the problem. Stu Skinner with the Edmonton Oilers last night, they, like, Leon Draisaitl just looked out of sync. That defense in Edmonton is going to need some immediate attention. I mean, immediate attention. You know, they've got the firepower up front. That's pretty obvious. You know, Chris Knobloch is going to have to do some tinkering in the top six. You know, Jeff Skinner was basically a no-show. He really was in the preseason, to a point where they demoted him temporarily to the third line and then pushed him back up. But they don't really know where this guy fits in Edmonton. So it's one game again. Yes, we're just qualifying every time we say that and look at some of the concerning elements. And I'd say the same thing in Colorado, guys. I mean, you know, Colorado, for the most part, looked okay last night. And then the Vegas Golden Knights, with their big line of Eichel, Stone, and Barbashev, just simply ran away with it. So it's not just goaltending in all three of those cities, but a better quality of goaltending is essential for them to have any success.
Season is always officially underway when you get the most excited version of Mark Stone.
And, oh, yeah.
And he was at his best last night.
But what a play, though, by Eichel, slided over to him.
But what a backhand goal by Barbashev later. And two for Victor Olofsson. And I'll tell you, the one was just like, he was shooting from a position where you just didn't see him often enough, consistently enough. And if he starts to go to that area with this Vegas team, it will be a bet placed on himself that will pay off handsomely after this year, because he's more than capable of scoring. And night one good returns were really good. Oh, my God.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
Drags, I have a question, and maybe just take a step away from the National Hockey League, but there's been a lot of talk about the NCAA and the CHL, Canadian Juniors. We know for many years now, if you played Canadian Juniors, you were considered a paid athlete and you were losing your eligibility to play Division One. You had to play one game, right? But obviously, our area, Buffalo, a lot of younger kids, you know, 16, 17-year-olds, have had to make that decision. Do I want to go to major junior in new OHL? Do I hold off and go to college? Now, this is not going to be a problem anymore. Yeah. What are the details that you can kind of enlighten us on, and when is that going to be available with the two leagues and the two situations working together?
Well, implementation will begin August of 2025, so next August. And really, this is a byproduct of the class action lawsuits that we know are still pending that are out there, where families have challenged the ban, the NCAA ban. And the NCAA is going, okay, well, we're not going to deal with this on a year-by-year basis moving forward. And it's a legal issue that we know is simply going to compound. So let's just, you know, eradicate an issue. And that's what they've done this week. And, you know, they voted in favor of eliminating the ban, but there are still some pretty obvious restrictions, right? So every player is going to have to go through the eligibility center, which is a clearinghouse. You've got to pass all the academic requirements. And that's where I think it gets a little bit tricky and may not include as many players as some people are worried about from a CHL perspective. You know, if you're looking at 19 and 20-year-olds, again, academically, you can't just be sitting on the sidelines and not going to school and then put your hand up in the air and say, okay, yeah, now I want to go to a top school in the NCAA. That's not how it works. There are very specific academic requirements that continue to swirl around. So I guess what I'm going to watch moving forward here is how it's going to impact the various feeder systems around North America.
Yep.
Let's look at the USHL for a moment. And I don't think the USHL gets enough credit for the work that they've done in the last 10 years of providing the National Hockey League with quality draft picks, certainly rivaling and in some cases bettering the Canadian Hockey League and its three leagues. So now if you're a family, are you looking at the USHL? Are you looking at the BC Junior, some of the junior leagues in Canada, and going, all right, well, if I put my 16 and 17-year-old in that environment, and I know they're going to get quality ice time, does that put them then in a better position to either go to the NCAA, or if there's a better opportunity in the Canadian Hockey League, they can still go there? So we don't know how this is going to play out. It's one of those we're going to have to look back in 5, maybe 10 years, but this was a legal position that the NCAA felt like they had to pursue.
Here's one from out of left field or the left coast. What do you expect from Macklin Celebrini and the Sharks tonight, this season?
Yeah, it's a good question. He's such a dynamic player, right? But no different than Connor Bedard. And Celebrini learned this in the preseason. It's a much different sport at the National Hockey League level. He's not going to have the time and space that he had. I mean, that's, again, pretty obvious and pretty clear. And Bedard learned that in the National Hockey League last year. But he's such a hockey IQ-driven guy that he's going to make some really, really good plays. I think Mike Greer is going to continue to do his best to insulate Macklin as best he can. And no different than any other young player. I mean, yes, of course, this kid comes with a level of pedigree, but it's a marathon with Macklin Celebrini or any top pick overall, any first-round draft pick. When you're in a rebuild, it's about the marathon and it's not about the sprint. So they'll give him opportunity, but they're going to manage his ice and they're going to manage back-to-backs and they're going to do all the things that the good clubs do with these budding young stars.
And let's stay on the West Coast quickly because maybe it's West Coast, East Coast thing. Like Ullmark signs this deal, 4 years, $8.25 million. But Joey Decord, 5 years at $5 million. Dregs, I mean, I did not see that coming. Joey Decord getting that term and money. How did that come about? Like the fact that the Seattle Kraken, with Grubauer still under contract for two more years at 5.9. Like that's
right.
I don't get it.
I do. And I, you know what? I give Ronnie Francis credit for this one. I just had a conversation with a high-ranked player agent who does not represent Joey Decord, but he does represent other goalies. And whether it's a goalie or any positional player, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you've got to go through some real tough times and you've got to take a step back before you can take that leap forward. And that's exactly what Joey Decord did. He wasn't afraid to play in the American League. I mean, that was part of him developing as a late bloomer. But you know what the magic number was, Marty? He was the 50 games that he played. And the above 900 save percentage that he posted last year. And Francis and the Seattle Kraken going, okay, yeah, this one's going to sting, you know, for the time being. But we believe in the upside of this guy, and it's not going to get cheaper. Joey Decord is going to get more expensive moving forward. So I think this is more about the body of the work and then Decord proving that he can be that level of goaltender at the NHL level.
Last one really quick. Where does Shesterkin's number end up?
I think he takes 11.5. But is Panarin the highest paid? I should know this for the New York Rangers. I think yes, he'd love to get 11.7 to put him at the top of the financial food chain in New York. Whether or not the Rangers want to get to 11.5, I guess we're going to find out. But it does feel like that's what he's looking at.
Panarin is 11-642-857, so give him 11-642-858.
Yes. And on that,
$1. $1.
$1, exactly. Dregs, thanks so much, and enjoy the hockey this weekend. We'll see you next week. There he is,
okay,
hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN. We're back on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres Kings part of 9 in the NHL tonight, including Montreal and Boston. Florida at Ottawa. And the Panthers, of course, are here on Saturday. The Leafs are going to play on back-to-back nights as they go against Sheldon Keefe and the Devils. That'll be spicy. And, of course, previously mentioned, San Jose home tonight with Celebrini starting his NHL career. St. Louis Blues are visiting. Dallas, Nashville should be really good as well. If there was a snippet of video that summed up perfectly how bad last night was for the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh.
Now, Marty, I know you had other examples that you shared with me, but holy cow, when Dregs was just telling us about everybody being out of sync, like there's 6 minutes left in the game, Dreisaitl is about to go down Main Street to take a shot, falls down, and then in frustration immediately trips one of the Winnipeg Jets and goes right to the box. It's 5-0. It was it 5? Yeah, and it ended up being 6. So, I mean, honestly, it happens, and, you know, it doesn't matter to whom or where. It's like, it's how you respond. And I think that's kind of the theme here tonight from Buffalo's standpoint, as they get their first crack back here on home soil.
Everybody knows Leon Draisaitl is a good skater and a good player. So the fact that he's tripping all over his skate laces and couldn't get up and took a penalty, it happens. It happens. And the Oilers, my prediction of the day yesterday was Connor McDavid's going to have two goals, and the Oilers are going to pummel the Winnipeg Jets. Well, that also happens. Sometimes you have a gut feeling and it doesn't work out. But the Sabres will probably look into play against Darcy Kemper, who's expected to start tonight. Mm-hmm. So his first start with his new team. He was in Washington the last few years after winning the Cup in Colorado. So
Yuri Kulik's first NHL game against a team other than the Devils.
Yes, absolutely. And his first time he's played consecutive games in the National Hockey League. One last year and then game two this year. And now he gets to maybe get into the rhythm of things a little bit. We'll see what the lines are like and if Zach Benson can go after warm-up tonight.
Do you need a wardrobe reminder that it's blue and gold tonight?
No, I've got it in my...
you got it all figured out?
But I'm not wearing blue and gold tonight.
All right, Party in the Plaza, 3:45. We'll see you at 6:30 on MSG.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.